Dr. John Braccio is the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show. Dr. Braccio, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm in a good mood in spite of losing that tournament game, but when you get to the Elite Eight and you've had a really terrific year in many ways, won the Big Ten basketball tournament, feeling good and getting ready for football, of course, along with the Tigers.
Indeed. I heard a quote from Coach Tom Izzo from the Spartans team say that the Spartans didn't earn it, so they didn't win it.
Very true.
You say you're Michigan State men's basketball player, Keith Appling. You're on your way to a career year. He started off very, very hot, and then he got hurt, and he was never the same. And as a matter of fact, if you watched his return, perhaps not back, fully recovered from that injury, his play seemed to get worse. How do you get over playing the worst game of your life in the biggest game of your life? How do you get over that disappointment of not fulfilling that dream? It's similar, Dr. Braccio, to how do you get over the disappointment of not getting your dream job? How do you get past not getting the big account that could help you grow your business, that could change your life, that could get you the big raise to give your family financial security?
Well, I think a couple things. First of all, we know Keith Appling's an exceptional young man, and this is a difficult time for him. So with that said, this is what I would certainly be suggesting he'd be doing, and I would think he probably is doing something like this. First of all, you have to accept how you feel. Okay, this is a guy that's had 3.5 terrific years. He's got a couple Big Ten championships, but clearly this is not the way he ever dreamed that his career at Michigan State was going to end. Certainly he's going to feel horrible. He may cry, yell, be angry, frustrated. Whatever it is, he has to go through this. I'd give full feelings, you know, credence to his feelings about how he feels. Because there's nothing wrong with really kind of letting it all out. I mean, I'm obviously not doing bad things. I don't mean anything like that. But just really letting the feelings out. This was a very, very tough experience for him. But then the perspective comes in terms of a great career, all the trophies, all the things that he has done as a Spartan. Certainly he's an outstanding young man. He was Mr. Basketball in the state also. And then once you get perspective, you really have to look at yourself and say, really, who am I? Who am I? What am I here for? What are my plans? You kind of accept what happens. You learn from it. You try to maybe in the future help someone who's in an identical situation, you know, where you are. We know how Tom Izzo has relived missing those free throws, okay, when he was up in Upper Peninsula growing up, and how he's used that, I'm sure, to help others. And I think Appley can do the same thing. He also potentially can go to Europe, and he can have a great future yet. But for now, he needs to accept where he is, go through the feelings, and try to get perspective. An outstanding young man, someone who's had tremendous success on the court. He was injured this year. He never really came back, and that's part of, you know, accepting things. And, you know, Shakespeare said that philosophy is adversity's sweet milk, and I think that, you know, that is very true. As far as other examples you gave, Tony, which kind of relate, get over the disappointment of not getting your dream job, okay, or not getting the big, you know, account that you want to change your life and that of your family. It all gets into perspective. One, you have to be prepared. Another one of the Churchill quotes, woe be it to the person who, when the public calls, is not prepared. If you don't get a job, even if you feel you're the best person, there's no point in being angry at people. There's no point in being overly miserable. Once you get over what happened, you have to find out why you didn't get it. It could be that there was an inside job. There was someone who really was more experienced or more ready, you know, for the job. And you have to be ready for the next one. Another Churchill, if you're going through hell, keep going, okay? And I think that a lot of life, we can get these statements to keep us going. Edison, our greatest weakness lies in giving up. The most certain way to succeed is always to try just one more time. And I think that's the same thing there. We certainly can be disappointed. If there's something that could make our life better, as far as we see it, our family better, and we lose it, that there's loss, there's grief, there's reasons to feel bad about that. But the key is to keep going and be prepared. And you may have to realize and recognize that you really weren't prepared for this job or to be able to get this contract, or you did some things wrong. You can find someone to help mentor you. You can really analyze the situation carefully. Be open to new opportunities. Like if the where you are, you put your whole 100% of you into one job and you don't get it, that can be devastating, even more devastating. A good thing to do, Tony, is always have choices, options, looking at other things. Because if you're set on one thing, one job, one activity, and that's you're kind of a one-pony show, then that can lead to far more difficult things for you. So always be ready, and you'll find that defeat is temporary if we just take something that comes along. It's not a war, it's a defeat that comes along, and we have to get up, like fall down seven times, get up eight, as the old proverb goes, and just do our best and never give up.
I recently had a conversation with someone who got bypass for a job, and this individual said that they had moved on, they were moving forward, trying to do the best they could, and the person that got the job instead is constantly coming to this individual for help, for direction on how to do that job. So it just grinds at them.
It happens all the time. And I think what the person has to do is they keep doing the best job they can do. And I would be looking for another job. I believe anyone ought to be ready. I remember John Porter, when he was superintendent of public instruction many years ago before he went to Eastern Michigan as the president, and he said every person is one person away from a really bad job about upgrading a resume. And I just happen to remember that, and I think it's a wise thing. I don't care how happy you are, how content you are, and you may stay in the same job you're in for really a long time. Like, I think you do terrific work on your job there, if I can pay you a compliment, Tony. But there may be something, you or anyone, something comes up, an opportunity. Always being ready, happy where you are, doing the best you can, moving forward, trying to find the positive, but always being open to the new opportunity. Like apparently Rogers right in Michigan, kind of a shock. Apparently he wants to go into radio. So I guess in life, when things come, when the brass ring comes, we want to be ready and prepared and have a vision for what it is and move forward.
Dr. John Baracchio is the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Connelly Morning Show. Check out his website at drjohnb.com. Sir, thanks so much for your time.
Always a pleasure, Tony.